Well, you may have heard how President Trump wants to take back control of the Panama Canal over concerns that China has far too large of a presence in that area.
I think it's entirely right that the president be asking some of these hard questions as we look at maintaining and growing and projecting our strength, which we must do.
And that's Ted McKinney, CEO of the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture. He tells Hoosier Ag today that China has been pushing for control of the Panama Canal for quite some time.
Even when I was down there in 2018, the director of the canal system and I were there at the big new Coakley Lock, and he said, Mr. McKinney, you'll be pleased to know the Chinese have offered to run the canal for us. And I looked at him with a smile, and I said, and what was your reply? And he said, no. We got the canals. It's okay. He said, but you ought to check out the ports at each end of the canal, which is not under their domain. 90% of the berths were locked up by China. So the president has a point.
He adds that the issue goes far beyond ensuring the safety of U.S. exports. McKinney says China's influence over the waterway could become an issue of national security.
If it's a last in line, you get in line and then you go through the canal. What if we have a crisis somewhere around the world and we want to get an aircraft carrier or some other form of ship through? Do we get to cut in line? I think that was an unknown answer at the time because I think some changes need to be happening. We'll see.
NBC News reports that Trump has ordered military officials to develop options for increasing the U.S. military presence in that area in order to reclaim the Panama Canal. I'm CJ Miller.